Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and we just got back a little bit ago from Texas. We went down there, and it was just enough warmer that it was not miserable like it had been here in Pineville. But it's warmed up here now, and next 5 days, we're supposed to see temperatures in the 50s, so we're looking forward to that. Anyway, I just sent out a talk shoe announcement to everyone. And the topic is going to be, is it history or his story? Is it history or his story? You know, there's nothing wrong with giving, proper history on all these different subjects that people are addressing right now. I listened to the Hour of Discernment tonight with Walt Stickle. I thought it was a good program, pointing out especially the errors of David Cloud, who is a rank Arminian, Zionist, a free willer, and who has bought into the heliocentric model, of course. And he is full of other grievous errors as well. He's on Sermon Audio as well. but one of the things that we must remember, and I think needs to be pointed out over and over, I don't think we can point out too much, is that God is sovereign over evil. God is sovereign over David Cloud. God is sovereign over false science. God is sovereign over false historians. And why has God ordained false historians and false science? And why has God even ordained evil? Well, Scripture tells us, doesn't it? He tells us why in the 9th chapter of Romans, as it relates to Pharaoh, he says, "For this very purpose I raised thee up, that my name might be declared throughout the whole earth. Therefore he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Hath not the potter power over the clay, to, of one vessel to make one lump unto honor, and one unto dishonor? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated." And so, we need to remember this, that in all, when all is said and done, God is over ordained all things for his glory. And we can spend all of our time exposing all the evils of NASA, and that's all right. It has its place. Exposing the evils of heliocentrism and these things that are anti-biblical. But wouldn't it be much, wouldn't it be good if we always concluded that every program, whatever that program is, with his story? Jesus came to save his people from their sins. I didn't hear that tonight on Talk Shoe. I heard a little bit of an inference, but I didn't hear the gospel proclaimed. But we've been predestinated unto adoption. What a marvelous act on the part of God Almighty. It was an eternal pact between the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, adopting me and their family before I was even born. You know? And I get concerned when people spend a whole hour talking about all the erroneous history. But what about his story? What about his story? What about the marvelous work that he did? You know, Let's never forget to proclaim the gospel. You know, the only way one can have truth is to have it revealed to them, quickened by the Holy Spirit and applied by the blood of the Lamb. If a man is dead in his trespasses and sins, Christ said, you must be born again. Until this happens, no truth is revealed in him. But when one is born again, the truth of the gospel is embraced and cherished. The believer realizes then they will never perish, for they are foreknown, called, blood-bought, and elected from above, and have been given God's eternal love. Yes, it's good to hear the proper history, but you know, I would much rather hear his story. I'd much rather hear his story. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. Oh, the good old gospel story. People say, well, you're living in a fantasy world. No. The only reality is what Christ has done. It's truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving his chosen people his dear son. The perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny, our Savior, controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Father, Abbot, Father, to you, knowing that forever I will be with you. So, I just wanted to talk about this tonight. You know, we can see all of the false things going on in society, NASA, this proclamation that the earth is spinning 66,000 miles an hour, and it's a globe, and all of this stuff. But you know what? It's much, much more important to proclaim redemption, is it not? There are many things I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ who has the world in the palm of his hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity. But I know the one who stills the winds and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the one who created them all as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly history and things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. You know, I'm glad that we have the Word of God. The Word of God takes precedence over all of history, all of man's knowledge, all of man's history. The Word of God takes precedence over it, doesn't it? And he says, for God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with grace, by grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He tells us that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And that includes sending strong delusion that these people would believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but hold pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, he tells us that he says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses, starting with verses 10. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, wherein he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, who hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. God bless.